Listen closely. The views discussed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts. Audience discretion is advised.
And don't hold this shit against us.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Wait, where are you?
I'm in my house.
I meant like your little, you know when you call someone and there's like a little tab?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean? I'm at my house.
No, I don't know. I'm going through it. I didn't even go through this when I broke up with Ben. I don't fucking know. I'm tripping.
What's going on?
Oh my God. Basically, like, I think I just realized, like, he was just an asshole the whole time. And, you know, like, for example, if I talked to you and I was like, hey, Luigi, like, you said this and that hurt my feelings, like, you would apologize and you probably would do it again.
Yeah.
Where, like, with him, every time that I was like, hey, Vernon, like, you did this and it really hurt my feelings, or you said this and it really hurt my feelings, he would just, like, laugh or be like, it's really not that big of a deal, and just, like, dismiss me that way.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the breaking point was, like, we went out, right, in Brooklyn, and I was gonna hang out with my girlfriends, and he was like, oh, I'm down to meet up with you guys, just let me know when you leave, so I know where to meet you. So I was like, okay, cool. Long story short, I'm like, hey, Vernon, I'm on my way, like, where do I meet you? He left me undelivered for, like, 37 minutes, and he was like, sorry, my phone was on Do Not Disturb. And I was like, you think I'm stupid?
Yeah,
also, what? You know when, like, your notifications are off, or your, what's it called? Your phone is on Do Not Disturb, and you go to text someone, and it shows, like, blank person has their notifications off.
Mm-hmm.
That did not show up at all when I was texting him. I texted him, like, 7 times. I called him, like, nothing. So I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to go with my friends anyway. And I just texted him that. I was like, I'm going to go out with Bede. Like, I'll see you later. Have a good night. And then, boom, like, I'm out in Bushwick. And then we walk into a bar, and he's right there. And I was like, oh, fuck.
And so no, I was like, oh, wait, hey. What?
Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, and he was like, oh, hey. He was like, sorry, like, I figured you were coming. I just, like, my phone was on Do Not Disturb, and I was like, it's fine, and then we didn't talk about it. And then when we got home at, like, 2 in the morning, he was, like, being rambunctious, and he was kind of faded, and he was, like, playing music really loud, and I was trying to go to sleep, so I was like, hey, I was like, can you just shut the fuck up? Like,
like, yo, relax.
Yo, I literally was like, you need to chill. I was like, my roommate's sleeping, and, like, I'm trying to go to bed. I have plans tomorrow morning. Like, I have breakfast with friends. And then he just, like, brought up the whole text message situation, and he was like, well, you're the one who's so fucking impatient. You couldn't be left undelivered for 10 minutes. And that pissed me off, because I was like, it was not 10 minutes, bitch. So I was like, you want to pull out receipts? So I sat up in my bed, and I, like, showed him my text messages, and I was like, look, I texted you this time. I was like, it was 37 minutes. It was not 10 minutes. Also, kind of fucked up of you to say, let me know when you're leaving, knowing that we're going to meet up, and then you're not even going to think to check your phone. Like, it just didn't make sense to me.
No.
But he was just being a bitch, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I don't want to talk about this right now. I was like, I'm not even upset about it anymore. I was like, I just felt ignored. And I was like, I'm sorry if I was a bitch, but I was like, I just felt ignored, and you knew damn well that I was coming out, and that hurt, you know, like, I felt like, I don't know, I feel like you played me. And then he just, like, popped off. He just started yelling. He, like, started cursing at me, and I was like, okay, whoa. I was like, you either need to shut up or you need to get out.
Yeah.
And so he, like, he jumps out of bed and, like, starts getting dressed, and he's, like, still cursing at me. He's like, you're so fucking impatient, and, like, everything is a problem, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, chill out. Like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I told you that I wasn't even upset over it anymore. And then I was like, can you just drop it and, like, let's go to bed? And he was like, you want me to fucking drop it? Are your feelings hurt? And I was like, okay, that hurt me. I was just like, you know what? I was like, get the fuck out. I was like, take your shit and get the fuck out of my house. And he was like, are you serious? You want me to leave? And I was like, yes, I want you to get the fuck out. And I was like, and if you want to grab your fake-ass chain, I was like, that's on my nightstand, you can take that shit with you, too. And he was like,
oh, he was like,
Artie. It was bad, dude. I was like, oh my god. I was like, my roommate's fucking sleeping. And then he was like, I already got my fucking necklace. Thank you. And then I was like, great. Do you need me to call you a car? And he was like, no, I got it. And then he was like, should I take my projector now or later? And I was like, you can take whatever the fuck you want. I was like, I don't care. Yeah. I was like, just get the fuck out. I was like, I don't want to see you anymore. Like, get out. And then, like, yeah, he's like putting his shoes on and he's about to tie them. And at this point, I'm like laying under my pillow because I'm just like, he turned on the light like an asshole. So I'm like under my pillow covering my head and he's like, can you look at me? And I sat up and I was like, what do you want? And he was like, do you really want me to leave? And I was like, yes, get the fuck out. And then he was like, fine. And then he just like stormed out and left. And I was like, oh my god.
That's hella funny because he got up initially to leave.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? Then get the fuck out, like leave. And I was also just like, don't talk to me like that in my house. Like, don't raise your voice at me. If I tell you that something hurt my feelings and you laugh at me and then you want to, like, I don't know. He was, like, taunting me with it. I was just like, why are you being such an asshole?
Yeah, and they're trying to argue.
And, right. I'm like, what the fuck?
And I know this is late because y'all be staying out mad late.
Oh, yeah. No, it was, like, 2:30 in the morning. So I was just like, get the fuck out of my house. Like, I don't want to sleep with you. Like, I don't want to see you again. And then, like, whatever. He gets home and he calls me when he gets home. Oh, no. I sent him a message as soon as he left. And I was just like, hey, I was like, I do want to let you know. I was like, thanks for letting me know when you get home. Or no, that's a lie, that's a lie. So I texted him right after he left. And I was like, hey, I do want to have a conversation about this. But I was like, I feel like we've been having the same talks over and over. And I'm tired of your ego. And I'm tired of you being unable to apologize. And I don't see this getting any better. Like, I don't want to be with you anymore. Like, I don't like the way you speak to me. I don't like being your emotional punching bag. Like, I think it's over. And I was like, let me know when I can stop by tomorrow and drop off the rest of your shit.
Damn.
And I was just like, good night. And then he called me, like, probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes later. I'm guessing he was home. And he was like, hey, like, I just saw your text. I just got home. Maybe, like, you know, sleep on it and we can talk about it tomorrow. And I was like, no. I was like, already made up my mind.
No,
I was like, I
don't want to talk. Maybe sleep on it.
That's... Literally, I was like, I don't need to do that. I was like, I already made up my mind. I was like, let me know when I can come by to drop off your shit. And he was like, oh, well, okay, I guess that's fine. But yeah, we will talk tomorrow. And I was like, yep. And I just hung up. That's... And then that was Saturday night. And then Sunday, I wake up from a call from him, actually. He called me at like 9:30 in the fucking morning. And I didn't answer because I was like, I'm sleeping. And then he called me again at like 10:30. And I answered. And I was like, yes. And he was like, hey, he was like, good morning. How are you feeling? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, let me know when I can come over and drop off your shit. And he was like, oh, well, I'm just letting you know. I'm just chilling on my couch. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, what time can I come over and drop off your shit? And he was like, well, I don't really have plans today. So I guess whenever. And I was like, okay, if you don't mind. I was like, can you grab all my shit and like put it in bags so I can just grab it? And he was like, oh, yeah, okay, I can do that. I was like, yep, great. And then, like, whatever, I got up, I had breakfast, I walked the dogs, like, I took a shower, I got ready, and then I, like, packed all his shit, and then I got to his house, and as soon as I get there, I put his shit in trash bags, by the way, because I'm like, fuck you, like, I don't respect you that much anymore, like, you just lost so much of my respect, and so when I got to his house, I just, like, it was one trash bag, and so I got to his house, and I just knocked on the door, and he opened. And he was like, hey, what's up? And I just, like, tossed his shit in. I was like, here's your shit. I was like, and my stuff was, like, already in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I was like, I do want to apologize for the way that things happened last night. Like, that was not okay. And, like, I do apologize for my behavior. And I do want to have, like, an actual conversation about it. Because I know that I, like, broke up with you via text, but I want to say it to your face. Because, you know, that's just, like, the common
courtesy. Oh, my heart. My heart, yo, somebody telling you, here, I know I broke up with you already, but let me do it to your face. It's fucking sick. I would start throwing up on the spot. That's
literally what I said.
That's literally like, kicking him while he's down. It's like, you're like, I know you already know, but let me reiterate.
Let me tell you again, just so let you really get through your
sit down. Head. You're going to want to hear this.
I'm dead. Yo, oh, so shit. He, like, I, like, grabbed a glass of water because I was, like, I was pissed. I was fucking shaking. So I just, like, drink some water, and I just, like, start telling him. I'm, like, yeah, you know, like, sorry about last night, and I do want to let you know, like, I don't want to be with you anymore. I was like, you belittle me and like you treat me like shit. And I never really acknowledged that up until last night. And I'm tired of letting you get away with that. And you never apologize, even though you know that like that was one of the first things that like we had a discussion about. And I told him, I was like, I've tried so hard to have genuine like adult and a healthy open conversation line with you. And you just don't register that. You don't even like, you're not receptive to anything. And he was like, well, yeah, you know, I wouldn't want to be with someone that makes me feel small either, because I know when I talk to you about things that made me upset, you never ever laughed at me, so I get it. And I was just like, I was like, okay, well. Oh, my God. I didn't even know what to say. And then I just started crying because I was so mad. I, like, part of me was sad, of course, but I was just so fucking mad. I was like, I can't believe this idiot. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's kind of the... Honestly, I will say, like, obviously, you know, like, I'm sure there's other things that's happened. But like you said, you know, it's just, it might seem like it's a small thing, you know, like it's just like one argument. But it is like a culmination of like everything else that's happened. So I know what you mean by like, I don't know, because for him, you know, he might be like, well, you know, like you're upset about something. We just argued while we're drunk. But it's like, bro, like I said, it's every time. And you can't. I'm big on you can't talk to me like this. Like, I'm fucking huge on that. Like, you cannot raise your voice to me. You can't be talking to me like this. Especially if I've never... Yeah, if I've never done this to you. And if I tell you... And I feel like I've argued with girlfriends before where I've been like, yo, like, let's not do this right now because I have a roommate. And they still try to argue. And that's the most disrespectful shit. I'm like, yo, I don't want everyone in my business, like... And we're arguing at 2:30. I don't know.
I was like, look, I'm willing. And this is my main thing. I'm like, we never even argue just because I don't like arguing. I'd rather have a conversation. You know, not everything needs to be a fight. Mm-hmm. And I was big on that. I was like, hey, I really don't want to fight about this right now. But I was like, we can talk about it tomorrow. I'm really tired. And he was like cursing and yelling. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I'm about to wake up my buff ass roommate and beat your little scrawny ass. Get the fuck out of my house.
Damn.
Like, yeah. But.
Damn.
So then that happened, and yeah, it sucks, because I'm just like, and I've been going through it, and I'm not even crying for him, or like, I'm not sad for him, I'm just sad at the fact that like, I allowed him to emotionally abuse me like this for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even want to be with him to begin with.
Yeah. That, but, see, I will say when I came to visit, I felt real conflicted about that. I was like, I don't really see it, but at the same time, I'm not her, so maybe she sees something I don't. And again, like, you know, she's known him longer, but it was one of those things. I was like, if it's working and this is what she's like looking for, then sure.
Right.
But the turtleneck every day, I was like, there's no way this is what she's into. But I need.
I'm fucking dead.
Yeah, but as a supporting friend, I'm never going to say that, you know what I mean? I'm never going to start doing shit like that, but I was like, yo, you know, like...
No, deadass, I'm telling you, Luigi, so we talked on Hinge for, like a few days, like, maybe a week, and then we started texting, and then I was just like, I don't want to be your fucking pen pal, like, either we're going to meet or not, and then, like, we made plans, and then we actually hung out. I'm not even fucking shooting you. When I was crossing the street and I saw him, I wanted to turn around. I was like, there's no way. You know, when you're getting closer to someone and they're really far away and they're small, and as you get closer, they get bigger?
Yeah.
He's
the same. That's crazy.
Like, there's no way. And he was wearing fucking skinny jeans.
Yeah, that was insane.
I was like, oh.
Because, like I said, it's funny you say this, because when I was pulling up to you guys, when I was with Caleb, I felt the same way. I was like, okay, maybe he'll get bigger. I was like, maybe he'll get bigger once I actually get up to him. And I got up to him, and I was like, okay, don't look at him up and down. Don't look at him up and down. And he looked at me while I looked at him up and down, and I was like, all right, bro. Honestly, I could really pick you up and put you on my shoulders. And I shouldn't be able to say that.
Oh my God, we actually got into like, it wasn't an argument or anything, but he did talk to me about it. He was like, hey, like, when we're out and about, if I want to go home, like, I want you to come home with me. And I was like, okay, but if I'm out and I'm having a great time with my girlfriends, I'm not going to leave just because you want to go home. Like, yeah. You go home. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, I can understand that, but I was like, if I'm having a good night, I don't want you to, like, cut it short just because you're tired. Like, yeah. I will come home to you. But I was like, I don't like that. I don't think we agree on that. And he was like, well, you know what? He was like, next time I'm just going to ditch you. And I was like, you know, he was like being really mean about it, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, to shut him up, I was like, you know what? You know what my friends do when they want me to go home? They fucking pick me up and they take me home. You can't even do that. So I was like, don't fucking say shit to me. Yeah. And I think that actually hurt his feelings because he was like, you know, that's probably going to tear us apart one day.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just like, yeah, because you know what? And I told him, I was like, I'm going to tell you something, but I don't want you to get mad, Vernon. Like, I've had this conversation with my friends, but it's like they're more respectful about it. And the way that you're going about it, like, I don't like that. It's like you're shitting on me for wanting to hang out with my friends, for wanting to dance or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? I think I would respect your oh, my God, yeah, the way I said it was actually pretty mean. But I think I did apologize about it. I was just like, you know what? If you actually wanted me to go home, then maybe you should be able to pick me up and throw me over your shoulder. Because I was like, you know who did that? And he was like, who, your ex-boyfriend? I was like, no, actually, Luigi. And Caleb's done that, too. Like, all my friends have done that because they know me. And I was like, they, like, ugh. I was just like, oh, so fucking mad. And then another thing that I was thinking about just like throughout this whole thing, I look back and I'm like, bitch, I was way out of his league. What was I doing? Yeah. But like, considering everything, I'm like, you know what? I met him at a point where I was like, I wasn't rock bottom, but I also wanted someone to like give me all the experiences that he gave me. Like, he was taking me out a lot. He was giving me flowers. He was taking me out for dinners. He mm-hmm. was like, really spoiling me with experiences, and that's what I really wanted. And even Caleb and I talked about it, and kind of in a similar way that like Rebecca has been waiting for a long-term relationship, so she jumped into the first one. I feel like that's just what happened. Like,
yeah,
first guy that like I thought treated me with respect and like really took me out, like, that's, I love that. So I was like, fuck yeah. And then I was like, wait, no, I didn't even really like him that much. So
no, I honestly, that's been my whole dating experience too. Like, after I dated Kat and everything, I was like, man, like, the next person I date, it gotta be this, it gotta be this, it gotta be that. And then, I don't know, like, the more people that I met, the less inclined I felt to dating anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
That's where I'm at.
I was like, I don't wanna date, you know, I don't wanna date Kat. And I definitely don't wanna date any of these fucking weirdos that I'm out here meeting. Because I don't know, like, because again, when I came to see you, everything was cool, but I was like, he's a cool guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he is.
He's a cool guy. Dick. Well, yeah, for sure. But ultimately, I was like, if this is, because I felt the same way that I feel about Rebecca's guy. I was like, who is this guy? Like, I was like, who are these, like, plants who are just growing in our friend group out of nowhere. Literally. But again, if this is what, you know, the friends are into, it's like, maybe this is the new chapter for them.
Yeah. Nah, it was just a page in a book.
I feel that. I like yeah. those. And honestly, yeah. that's kind of what I had over the weekend. I had a quick, you know, like, romantic fling. And then I slept by myself last night, and that was great. And I was like, okay, this is over.
Yeah, dude, when I kicked him out and, like, I slept so fucking good. And then even when I got to his place, he was, like, trying to have a conversation. He was mm-hmm. like, how'd you sleep? I was like, I slept fucking great. I was like, how did you sleep? And he was like, yeah, I guess I slept good. I was like, okay, well. Yeah. Anyway, like I was saying, I came here to break up with you in your face.
I know he sobered up right when he got that text, and he did not sleep all night waiting for you to come to his house.
Oh, my God, I'm fucking dead.
That's so funny.
Honestly, but, like, even when I was breaking up with him, he was just, like, And this is me being delusional, or maybe this is, like, just me being realistic. I can't fucking tell. One, like, when I was telling this stuff to his face, like, the conversation, and this is a whole nother thing, like, the conversation just felt very superficial. Also, I was an emotional wreck. I was like, I'm fucking mad at you. I'm sad that I let you hurt me like this for so long, and, like, you obviously think that my feelings are a fucking joke, and you don't mm-hmm. respect me. So I was, like, crying, because I was just like, man, like, I'm so fucking upset that, like, after I broke up with him, I was just like, I don't want to be with you. Like, you hurt my feelings. And, I like, this is just not something that I want for myself right now.
Yeah.
And, like, boom, that was it. And then I was like, call me a fucking car. Get me out of here. And then, yeah, but, like, The more, and I don't know, he was like way too cool about it. He was like just very nonchalant.
Nonchalant?
And he was just like, yeah, like I told you, he literally was just like, yeah, you know, I get it. I wouldn't want to be with someone that makes me feel small either. So, but he was like, I will give you, like, whenever I talk to you about, like, you need to be a little bit more patient or whatever it might be. Like, he was like, you never laughed at me or you never took it as a joke. So I really appreciate that. And that was it. And then I literally got a car and like went home. But I was like, I just feel like there's a lot of shit that I still need to say to him. Mm-hmm. And like, because I did love him. Like, I did feel genuine love for him. But I'm just like, I don't even get to say everything I wanted to say. I just wanted you to know that I did want to break up.
Yeah.
But I like, and like, I've been going through it. Like, I've been crying. Like, I cried all day yesterday and like today. And like, not for him, for me, because I allowed myself to be his emotional punching bag. Mm-hmm. But then like, I like took a bath today and I was just thinking about it. And I was like, part of me, like, my prideful self, my shadow self was like, man, like, fuck him. You don't need to text him. He doesn't need to know anything else about you. Like, just have your friend pick up the rest of the shit that you left and, like, boom, that's it. Like, don't let him know that you care, you know?
Yeah.
But then my higher self and, like, the person that I actually am, I was like, that's not me being weak, though. Like, that's me being confident and saying, hey, you know what? I actually would like to have a genuine, like, more... Because our conversation felt very vapid, and mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't like that, and that's not the kind of person I am. So I sent him a text, and I was like, hey, I was like, I don't know if you feel the same way, don't really care, but I was like, I realized, like, even though I'm happy that we ended on good terms, like, I still want to have another conversation, because there's a lot of things that, like, I still want to say to you. Let me know if that's okay with you, or if you're comfortable with that. I do need a few days, though, because I just, like, I want to calm down and, like, really process this. But I was like, let me know if, like, if that sounds good to you. And then he texted me back and he was like, hey, Paulina.
Oh my God.
Literally. He was like, hey, Paulina, that sounds good. Just let me know what day works for you. And I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, okay, well.
He said greetings from your local office.
I hope this email finds you well.
Yeah, bro, relax.
I was like, oh my God. And I did say, I was like, okay, you don't need to hate Paulina me. I was like, we're not strangers. I've literally seen your butthole. Like, shut up.
That's crazy.
My God. And yeah, so I'm just like, I'm grieving this. I'm like processing this. I'm telling myself, and this is to hold myself accountable. And so you can hold me accountable. Like, I'm going to be intentionally single for the next, I'm giving myself at least a year.
Heck yeah.
Because I'm just, like, I want to enjoy, actually, my own solitude and, like, my friends more. And, like, even my friends would just be, like, dude, he's always fucking tagging along. And I was, like, I know.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that. Like, I feel like a good relationship, like, your partner got to be a bit of a stranger to the rest of the group. You know what I mean? Somebody exactly. We know, but not somebody who's always, like, oh, where are you guys going? Can I come along? Nah, bro, relax. Stay here.
No, exactly. Yeah. And that's something I didn't like. And, like. Yeah, there's just, like, a lot of shit. But...
Unless he's planning the event. You know what I mean? Unless he's planning the event. Unless it's like, yo, bring all your friends because we're about to go do this. No. Da, da, da. That's exactly. Cool. But not the other way around. You can't just be pulling up, trying to tag along, and doing all that.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I'm like, there's just a lot. And I just kind of made the executive decision. I'm like, yeah, I just want to have, like, an actual conversation and just get everything out.
Well, tell you what. Just to reinforce how you're feeling, because I know in some situations, going back and having those longer conversations could lead into trying again.
Oh, God.
It can, right? Because you're going to try to have those mature conversations, and next thing you know, like, somebody's sucking something.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I'd bite his fucking dick off, honestly. I'm so mad.
Oh, my gosh. But
it's like a forbidden gummy worm.
I will say this, though, being single on your own terms is a lot different than being on a dry spell and, like, you know, nobody wanting to be with you. So I think that's a good way to go about it, right? Because, like, I'm sure you have people who would love to, did fucking jump through a ring of fire right now if it meant dating you and stuff. But knowing that you need some time, knowing that you're trying to do your own thing, and knowing that, like, you know, you're just trying to take it a day at a time, even though some people use that in a bad way, I think it's a great way, because you never know who you might meet. You never know what kind of adventures you might go on for a weekend, for a day, for a week, for a month.
Exactly.
Because, I don't know, like, I sit out to people all the time. I'm like, I just like meeting new people. And take it in a weird way. But what I also realized at 27 is people are really cool until you start dating them. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Like,
yes.
They're really awesome until you go, hey, what are we? And the minute you put a label on that, shit just goes south.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah, man. No. Like, ugh, if there's any, it's so funny because, like, in my relationships, like, I've gone through my mommy and therapist era. Like, I'm not doing that shit anymore. And I think with Vernon, I was going through, like, a emotional punching bag, like, arm candy era. Because I was like, you're arm not even, candy. Like, literally. Because I'm like, you're cute, but really, like, you're not, like, you're just not up to my standards at all. Like, you're, not to say I have a type, but I'm like, the type of men that I'm into do not have smaller arms than mine. I'm just saying.
That's like, crazy.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? I gave him a second chance. The first time did I tell you about the first time I broke up with him? And he was like puking, crying, and like sobbing and kept fucking calling me.
No, but hold that thought because it's hella funny you said he has smaller arms than you. Not to dog a homeboy, but I remember I was looking at him and he was like, bro, I got 5 layers on. And I go, what? It looks like you just got a shirt on. He's fucking tiny. So that's hella funny you said that. But yeah.
Yeah, sometimes like I literally felt like just picking him up and like putting him on the counter and kissing him like those memes.
That's crazy.
Emasculate him a little bit. Oh my God. But yeah, and like
so the first time you broke up
a lot. Yeah, the first time we broke up, I just like so we were open and like we and I think we talked about this when we were all out for dinner. Like we were open and we just had I think, like, 2 or 3 rules. I was like, I don't care who you see, like, who you sleep with. I don't care if you sleep with men, women, trans people. Like, I do not give a shit. But I was like, the only rule that I have, the only rules, I'm like, one, like, people have to know that you are seeing someone consistently. And two, I'm like, I don't care if you have unprotected sex. Just tell me. Because, like, I don't know them. You might not know them that well. Just so I can go get tested, you know, like. That's it. Like, just out of respect for my own, like, sexual autonomy, because I do take care of myself. And I was like, that's it, though. Otherwise, I was like, I don't really give a fuck. And he was like, okay, cool, yeah. Like, same rules. And I was like, cool. And then, yep, I, like, posted a stupid fucking video of him on TikTok, and it got, like, 6-7 million views. And I was getting so many messages, and then, like, people started DMing me, and a lot of them were just, like, trolls. But like some of them were women and I was like, I don't really care because like we're open. But one of them like really got me because I like, you know, I have my sources, so I checked and like she followed him and he followed her back on TikTok and Instagram. So I was like, okay. So I like did some digging and then she sent me a message and she was like, oh hey girl, like I don't know if I should she literally said coming to you as a woman.
Why I was like, these oh, people God. Are crazy.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh shit. But so I opened the message and basically she told me that they had been seeing each other for like a couple months. And mind you, we had been seeing each other for a few months. So I was like, oh shit. I was like, okay, well, I've been seeing him since July and we decided to be open or we decided to be like, I guess poly in, fuck, I can't remember, like November. And it was December at this point. And this girl messages me in December. And she's like, yeah, no, we met on Halloween. Mind you, I love Halloween, okay? I always have something going on for Halloween. Last Halloween, I had a little, like, pre-gaming thing at my place. And then we all just, like, went out. And I invited Vernon. And Vernon was like, oh, I can't go. Like, I think I'm just going to stay home. I'm really tired. No. This girl was like, oh, yeah, we met on Halloween night at a party. And, like, we've just been hanging out and, like, talking. We've spent the night a few times. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
Okay. I was like, if by spending the night, you mean fucking. I'm like, I don't really. I was like, listen, I don't really care because we are open. But I don't know if he told you that. She literally was like, I had no idea. Like, he never mentioned seeing anybody else. And, like, he has been trying to hang out with me for the last, like, few days. But I can't because I'm on a family trip. So I've just been kind of, like, ignoring him, and he won't stop texting me. But she was like, I just wanted to let you know that, like, yeah, we have had sex, like, a lot, and we've never... Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be real with you. You don't got to say that.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you just got to say you fucked. Like, why yeah. did I say a lot?
She said, like, yeah, like, he's slutting me out. Like,
literally, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, okay,
She said, he's been up in my guts. Like, girl, okay, relax. She said, yeah, his dick, I really sucked that.
Okay.
Like, fuck.
At first, I was like, okay, I get it. I was like, I understand. Like, whatever you had. What am I, fucking 12? You having sleepovers? You're fucking. You're having sex. Like, yeah. You're sucking each other's dicks off. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, okay. I was like, cool. Thanks for telling me. I'm going to bring this up with him because, like, we are supposed to be primary partners. And, like, we do have boundaries. And that was one of them. Like, the other person has to know. And also, like, let me know. What if I wanted to fuck her, you know?
Yeah.
So, I was like, you're selfish.
You didn't even split her with me? That's ridiculous.
Exactly. And so I asked her, I was like, hey, like, I don't really mind, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, just one question for you, though. I was like, did you guys use protection? And, like, when was the last time that you guys hooked up? What she said next, I was fucking fuming. She was like, no, we've never used protection. And we've been hooking up since October. And also, like, the last time we had sex was probably 2 weeks ago. And I was like, okay, I love that. Thank you so much. I was like, thank you for your honesty. Like, I really appreciate it. I didn't say anything to Vernon. I just kept letting him, like, text me. And, like, we had a call, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, hey, can I come over? Like, I miss you. And I was like, you know what? I was like, one, do I just completely go batshit crazy and, like, yell at him on the phone? Or do I keep my shit together? Do I pretend that I don't know what's going on? And then when he gets here, I'll just be like, hey, can you tell me what this is? And I'll just show him, like, a screenshot of, like, what that girl sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I tried so hard to, like, keep my shit together, but he called me and, like, I think he just knew. He was like, hey, like, how's it going? And I was trying to be cool. I was trying to be cool, but I was like, good. I was like, do you have anything you want to tell me? And he was like, no, like, what? And I was like, I just busted out laughing. And I was like, all right, let's just cut the shit. I was like, who the fuck is Natalie? Luigi, he literally goes, Natalie, you mean Natalia?
That's crazy. That he, oh, like, yeah, they fucked.
All right.
They fucked.
I was like, all right, you know what? I was like, fuck you. And I just hung up. And he, like, literally after he corrected me by, like, on her name, I was just like, fuck you. And I hung up.
I'm not correcting me. No one night stand. I'm only correcting if I've really been smacking those cheeks. Like, now you gonna get her name right. You gonna get her name right.
I was like, you're a bitch. I was like, you're a fucking bitch. I was like, you have such a huge ego. Like, I'm sorry that you're so insecure that you need multiple women to, like, stroke your ego, and you're not even willing to be honest with us. Like, what is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. I was like, all I asked for was honesty. I wouldn't have given a fuck. You could have said, hey, Paulina, I met someone, and I have feelings for them, and I would have been like, great, I love that for you. Like, I'm happy for you. But no, you are a selfish little lying bitch. Fuck you. And then after that, he literally just, like, wouldn't stop calling me. He kept texting me. He was like, I'm sorry, like, I promise it's not like that. She's fucking crazy. She just got out of a thing where they cheated on her. Like, it's not true. Don't believe her. We always use protection, blah, blah, blah. I just met her, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. I just, like, I was not listening. I wasn't texting him back. And then he showed up at my fucking house, like, tears in his eyes, like, red as fuck, you know, his big ass owl eyes. He was just, like, crying. And I was like, oh my god. I was like, this is pathetic, please, like, come on. And he was just like, can we please just talk? Like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I don't really want to. I was like, you fucking lied to my face for 3 months. And I, like, I don't fuck with that. Like, yeah. I don't fuck with broke boys. I don't fuck with liars or losers. And so I was like, I'm okay. I was like, I don't really think you need to explain yourself to me. Like, the matter of fact is, like, you fucking lied to me. You lied to my face. And you don't respect me. And that's that. And that's fine. You know, like, I don't want that for myself. So, goodbye.
Yeah.
And, man, he just, like, would not fucking shut up. And he was just, like, crying. And it was, like, cold outside, so I felt bad for him. Because, you know, he's so little and skinny. And I was like, you're going to freeze to death. Like, so.
Gonna get hypothermia, so, pneumonia.
Like, literally.
Like, I don't know.
I just felt bad for him. I felt bad for the kid. And, like, I should have really, like, stood my ground. Because I literally was, like, looking down at him because he was, like, on my steps, like, just crying. And I was just looking down at him, like, you look so pathetic right now. Like, just get the fuck out of my house. And I was like, you know what? I was like, just come inside. I was like, I guess, like, I'll allow you to explain yourself to me. He really tried it. He called her all the names in the book. Like, he just built up this whole fucking story. Of course I didn't fucking believe it. I was just like, all right, like, whatever makes you feel better, dude. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I still don't want to be with you. So, but I was like, I'll consider it. And, like, whatever, I'll let you know. Please, like, I just need space. Also, he was like, oh, I just need to ask you for a favor. And I was like, what? And he was like, can I just still, like, call you and text you? Because I'm really going to miss having someone to talk to. And I just laughed. I was like, do I look like your fucking emotional support ex-girlfriend? Like,
yeah.
No. I was like, I'm not fucking doing that. I was like, I don't want to talk to you. Like, bye. Give me some space. And, yeah, I didn't talk to him for, like, a week. Even his friends and his cousin called me. They were like, yo, like, what happened? Is he okay? I was like, that's not my business to tell you. Like, you ask him what happened. And then they found out, and they were like, holy fuck, like, he's a piece of shit. And I'm like, yeah, that's your friend, so you check him, you know? Like, that's not okay that he treats women like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever, it happens, and then I don't talk to him for, like, a couple weeks. And then he's like, hey, like, I'm really sorry. And, like, I do, mind you, I met him in July. By December, he was already like, I love you. And I was like, yeah, okay. And he was like, let me prove it to you with a trip to the Bahamas. And I was like, a trip to the Bahamas? He was like, he basically was like, I'm so sorry. Let me take you on an international trip to show you how much I love you and how sorry I am. And I was like, I'm not buying any of that shit. But I was like, I'll go on a trip. Like, I don't give a fuck. So,
you know, yeah, what? That's a valiant effort. I've done one of those too. I'm like, yeah, you know what, girl? I gotta apologize to you. Let me take you on a trip.
Literally. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I have enough respect to where if you would have just, like, I don't know if he was genuinely sorry. I want to believe it. But because he didn't lie to me after that, I don't think. Not that I know of. But mm-hmm. I just, like, I don't know. I was like, all right, I'll go to the Bahamas. But, like, I was like, I only have $500 and that's it. Like, I'm not paying for anything else. Nothing less, nothing more. And actually, I was like, I'll pay for less. And he was like, let me just buy the tickets. And he booked us, like, the all-inclusive resort. Mm-hmm. And I only paid, like, $500. And I fucking bawled out while I was there. I was like, yeah, can you charge it to room 308, East Tower? I was at the pool. I was getting drinks. I was getting fucked up. I was getting nice dinners. If I was hungry, I wouldn't even tell him. I would just, like, get up from the beach and, like, go grab a bite. Like, I was like, fuck you. Like, I'm living my best life. And I also had him as, like, my paparazzi. I was like, can you take photos of me? And, like, so I got a bunch of good pictures. And, like, yeah, I had a lot of fun. But I literally should have broken up with him after that trip. Because, yeah, no, that was the best. That was the most fun I've ever had. Mm-hmm. But I think about it now. I think back. And I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have given him a second chance. Because look what fucking happened.
Yeah, it comes back full circle.
Literally, I've come back full circle. Man, that's so funny because
that's why I delete numbers, I delete pictures, I just cleanse because I'm not trying to do anything with that.
That's so funny. Even like I'm telling you, Saturday night when I was like, get the fuck out of my house, like I don't want to see you, shut up. I literally was just like, shut the fuck up and get out. Mm-hmm. I didn't even look at him. I was like, shut up and get out. And then after I kicked him out, I just started deleting all of our photos. I was like, I don't want to see this because you know how Apple has like that little feature.
Yes, where it's, like,
I hate that.
It's like, yeah, I'm not trying to see this.
Exactly.
It's always a picture, so, yeah, you don't want to see.
All that shit. I was like, why are you trying to hurt me? I'm having a good day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but, oh, God. So, I don't know. I am feeling slightly better. I think I'm just, like, I'm really allowing myself to, I don't know, feel all these emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And this sounds so fucked up, but I also, like, I realized the reason I've been crying so much is because, like, previously, and nobody knew about this, right? Because it's, like, emotional abuse. I, like, whenever we would have a discussion, I would be like, hey, Vernon, like, you did this and it hurt my feelings, or you said this and it hurt my feelings. He would just, like, make fun of me for it, and he would just, like, make a joke out of it. And so I would just, like, not even want to talk about it, or I wouldn't even cry, or, like, I would prevent myself from being emotional because I was like, I don't want him to yell at me the way that he did Saturday night when I was actually, like, upset.
Yeah.
So I was like, the fact that I even repressed my emotions to, like, avoid having a discussion about it because he was so mean to me, I've just been crying about all the times I didn't get to cry, so. But the fact that I'm not crying when I'm talking about it, I'm like, oh, my God, I think that's progress.
It is progress. And, obviously, like, because, I mean, yeah, you did like him.
Yeah.
So it is going to be tough. It's always tough. I mean, I think about my last relationship, even though I'm out here in the streets having a blast. You know what I mean? Like, every now and then you come home and then, I don't know, it's hella natural. But I will say, like, at the same time, right after I have, like, that thought of, oh, you know, like, that was nice, I was thinking about, like, all the times it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I think after my last breakup, I felt the same way like you did. I was really, really, really sad. And well, I don't know if I cried. that's some bitch shit. But we're not going to talk about
don't
that.
Don't say that.
I'm joking. No, I don't think I cried, though. But
that's good.
I realized that what I was really sad about was the times that I didn't get to spend with myself or be myself. Like, all those moments that, like, because I remember one time I was in the car with her, and she was just going off. And I started laughing. And in my head, I knew I was laughing because I was like, why am I putting up with this? This makes no sense. This is not who I am. Why am I not being true to myself? Right. You know what I mean? And there was another time, and, you know, we weren't even arguing. We were just in the car one morning, and I started crying. She was like, why are you crying? And I, again, couldn't tell her. I was like, I'm fucking miserable. Like, I don't like this. You know what I mean? Like, it was a true genuine feeling deep down. It wasn't even, like, about the loss of the person, but you realize for how long you weren't being yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that shit fucking hurts. Exactly. It makes you kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah, because my sister told me something that, like, really, like, I just started weeping when she told it to me, and, like, I'm going to share it with you, so prepare yourself, sit down.
I'm already sitting.
I told her, right? I was like, I just, like, I can't figure out why I've been crying so much, and then I, like, the more that I talk about it, the better that it feels, and I told her, I was like, I think that I'm just crying for all the times that, like, I didn't allow myself to cry because I just didn't want him to yell at me or treat me like shit, you know, or invalidate me, and she was like, that's okay, and I was like, I'm also really upset because I allowed him to hurt my feelings. Why did I don't allow anybody to fucking treat me like that, so why did I let him do that? And she was like, well, and this is what she said. She was like, do you think that you hurt your own feelings sometimes? And I was like, of course, but I try not to. And she was like, okay, well, I read something in a book that said, if someone, like, abuses us, obviously we're not going to tolerate that, right? But not necessarily, I don't know, I don't like to assume, like, malicious from people, but as soon as they start abusing us a little bit less than we abuse ourselves, like, we tolerate that for longer because we're so used to doing that to ourselves that it's, like, not really that big of a deal until you keep growing and you keep getting older and you look back and you realize, what the fuck? That's not who I am, and I don't treat myself like that. So, yeah, she said that to me, and I was like, damn, that's crazy because, yeah, no.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it also, like, really... It really reminded me of, like, the conversation that we had. I think we were having breakfast here, and, like, we were just talking about how I tend to put other people's feelings before my own comfort, and then I end up feeling very hurt and very uncomfortable. And I think this was the learning lesson from this relationship. Like, the minute that I put my feelings aside to make him comfortable, like, that's where I fucked up, and I should never have done that. But now I know, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I'm like, I want to keep practicing that, like, with friends, like, with family even. And my sister's so good at that. She's so fucking smart. And not to get off topic, but, like, for example, exhibit A. So my family, my mom, my sister, and her boyfriend are coming to visit for Christmas, right? And I told them that they could all fit, but I was like, I think that's it. Like, I don't think I could fit anybody else. Like, that's three people, and, like, my roommate's family is also supposed to be coming, and I want to be mindful of him, you know, so... And then out of nowhere, my sister goes, oh, well, you might want to talk to our other auntie because she said she was coming too. And our auntie has a baby and she has a fucking service dog. So I was like, oh, fuck. And I just started stressing out, and, like, I was fucking tweaking because I was like, I want to make her comfortable, and I don't want to, like, I don't want to be a bitch and say, hey, I can't host you because I don't have enough room for a baby and another fucking dog here. But so I, like, I just freaked out. Like, I started crying, and I called my sister because I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place, and I don't know how to tell her because I do want her to come visit, and I know it's hard for her, blah, blah, blah. She literally gave me the most simple answer, and she was like, I mean, it is your house, and you are an adult, so you can't just say, I'm sorry, I can't host you. She was like, why is that so hard for you? And I was like, I don't know. Or she was like, why don't you just tell her what you're comfortable with? Like, if you do want her to come visit, tell her that she can come visit, but she needs to stay in an Airbnb. Or if you don't want her to come visit at all, then just tell her that. She was like, they can't get mad at you because, one, it's your house and you're an adult. And I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right. So, I don't know. And I don't – it's so hard for me to just, like – maybe I'm still a recovering people pleaser, but I'm just, like, I just want to make sure that everybody else is comfortable because I would want other people to do that for me, you know? But not at their expense.
Man, let me tell you. Let me tell you. My life has flourished. I think it's been the sunniest it's ever been in my entire life the minute I stopped people-pleasing.
I love that.
Not that I don't do it still, but I realize a lot of relationships I were in, I was people pleasing, like, a lot of times. Like, a lot of the shit I was doing was people pleasing because I didn't want to be doing that.
Yeah.
And I realized I did that to, in, like, friend groups.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's a work in progress, but I work hard not to. And yeah. Now it comes off as, like, rude or kind of, like, you know, almost, like, crude in a way. But, no, like, now I'm at a place where if I'm hanging out with somebody and just giving me a hard time, like, I'm going to let you know right here, right now. And
yeah.
I also hate the passive aggressiveness you get from people. I don't even acknowledge that yeah. anymore because I'm not doing this. Like, I'm just not doing this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, again, I think it's a continuous work in progress, honestly. I don't think it's something that we'll ever get out of our systems.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, at the same time, I think it's probably it's a good quality to have, right? You want to make people happy. You don't want to go your entire life not, I don't want to say submitting to people, but not like bending to at least your partner, right? Like in the right circumstances, like I'll do anything and I'll, you know, whatever for the right person, but.
Yeah, I'll make sure that you're comfortable.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like it's such a fine line between that and like your sister said, just because what they're doing is not as bad as what you do to yourself, you like accept it and kind of in exactly. a way like promote it, right? Like, oh, it's whatever, it's not that bad. But in reality, it's like, no, like this sucks. Like, I don't want to do
literally,
this.
Literally, and like I thought about that because I was like, oh my God, the amount of times that like, and like I value my feelings very much and I value the feelings of others very much. So mm-hmm. immediately when I forgot what happened, but you said something and you were like, that hurt my feelings. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Like, I won't do that again. Boom. Problem solved. Or like when we were at Leavenworth and Caleb, like they yelled at me. I was like, hey, I know that you meant that with good intention, but I was mm-hmm. like, I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. And please don't do that again. Like, that hurt my feelings. And Caleb was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to do that. Boom. Problem solved. It doesn't have to be a fucking argument.
It doesn't.
Every time that I'd be like, hey, Vernon, like, I don't like when you raise your voice at me. I don't like when you curse at me. I don't like when you patronize me. He would just like laugh.
Yeah.
And me, to avoid feeling uncomfortable and to avoid making him upset, I would just shut the fuck up. And I'd be like, all right, you're right. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But I look back and I'm like, you stupid bitch. It yeah. is a big fucking deal because my feelings are hurt. My feelings are not a fucking joke.
And to call back what you said kind of earlier, like, it's even worse when you realize these people are, you're out of their league. Like, how can I let you operate like this when I can do better than this? Like, I can 100% literally. Do better than this.
I could fucking step on you.
It always hurts different because that's something else I've also realized recently with yeah. like some of the people who I've in the beginning I was kind of excited to kind of go on dates with and kind of hang out with mm-hmm. but then you go on these dates and you kind of see how they turn out and you go, how did I even let you be in my presence in the first place? like how did you, not even in a way that you think you're better than them, but then, like, the qualities they exhibit, you go,
know.
Yeah, it's like, yo, this is just never going to work out in the first place.
Yeah, it's like I know my worth and mm-hmm. I know my quality. I know what I'm worth physically and, like, emotionally. And to be with someone that doesn't, you know, like, I'm a strong believer that, like, your partners are supposed to compliment you or they're not mm-hmm. supposed to make you look like arm candy. And honestly, this is going to sound really fucking sad, but I also cried about this because I thought about it. And I was like, you know what? In a lot of the relationships that I've been in and, like, even situationships and, like, people that I've dated, I just feel like they keep hanging out with me. One, because, like, I think that I'm a very lovable person and I get along with a lot of people and I'm easy to, I don't know, kick it with.
Mm-hmm.
But two, I'm like, I just feel like a lot of these men have kept me around because I make them look better, because I give them status.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they actually care about me or because they see me as a person. Because the minute that, like, I show human qualities like, hey, my feelings are hurt, or hey, I'm tired, or I don't want to do this, it's a problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a red flag.
Yeah. 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 You know, I don't know if that's because I, in some ways, I kind of feel the same way. It's like they're attracted to your energy.
Yes. Oh my God.
And they'll like suck off of it because you bring excitement to their life.
Oh my God.
And
it's hella
odd because It's kind of the same way. And even to use, like, our relationship as an example. Like, mm-hmm. when I'll first meet, like, some women, they're, like, they'll really be inclined to the fact that, like, I talk to people. Like, they were really happy about that, right? But then we start dating. And then let's say you text me, like, I don't know, like, late at night because you're out and about and you're drunk and you're feeling some sort of way. Now
it's
all
3 hours.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden it's a problem. It's like, well, why is she texting you this late? Okay, first of all, like, this is always, you know what I mean? And
this is what we do.
Yeah. And after a while, and because then you go, we used to do the same thing before this was, you know, a relationship. And yeah. So again, it's, I feel like it's always one of those situations that, like, we often meet people who don't really have much going on, right? Like, not in a, I feel like that just sounds bad, however you put it. But a lot of times when you go, hey, what are you doing? They say nothing. Let's put it that way. And then they kind of meet these people who are like, well, let's go and explore the city and let's kind of, you know, go on these trips and grow our minds and grow as people. And then they get, like, so hooked onto that. But then, like, they piss you off and you go, hey, you're pissing me off. And they go, why are you pissed off? Because, bro, like, at the end of the day, I'm still a person. Like, you're still doing things in a way that makes me unhappy.
Yeah. Right?
Like, especially if you're going to come into my life where I'm doing okay, spiritually, mentally, physically. And now you're, like, adding stress to it. Like, I gotta let you know that you're stressing me out.
Yeah, for sure.
So, no, I get that. And, yeah, like, especially for you, I feel like there, because, you know, we went out to eat, you know, like, and we sat next to that couple, which I don't know if they're a couple or not, but that girl was, she was really prude, right? Like, with her views, like, with the way she thought things should be, the way she think, you know, like, stuff like that should operate. And honestly, like, a lot of men would not enjoy dating somebody like her, if we're being completely honest. As comparison to yourself, who's like more open-minded to like just experiencing things.
Yeah.
But again, like, you know, we're finding out a lot of guys don't wash their ass, so it's kind of
so
crazy. They like latch onto somebody like you, and I don't know.
I think I don't remember where I heard this or I read it or I like saw it somewhere or maybe someone said it to me, but it's like when you reach. And maybe this is going to sound silly. When you reach a certain level of, like, consciousness and, like, I'm very secure in myself and, like, I know exactly who I am and I'm very confident and, like, I look around and I'm like, I fucking love myself. Like, I'm so proud of everything that I've built and, like, everything that I've accomplished and of who I am and who I've become and who I'm growing to be. But I'm like, I have the thickest skin in the world and, like, that doesn't mean that I can't get hurt. But then it's like when you meet someone else that isn't quite there and they're a little bit below your level, like they'll just cling on to you because like you said, they're just attracted to your energy and they're attracted to that like open-mindedness and that ability to see everything like with the eyes of a child. Because it's like I see everything with curiosity and like excitement and I'm not judgmental or I'm not going to sit on a date and like state my views and then defend them by putting other people down. Like what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Go your entire life just hating.
Literally, I'm like, I don't have time for that. I don't have energy for that.
No,
like,
and people...
I grew out of that at a very early age because I realized, I'm like, why would I hate on anybody else? What they do is literally none of my business, and it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, no, and I've adopted that same mindset. Like this ain't got nothing to do with me and goes a long way. Like, exactly. Go do your thing over
literally,
there.
I'm like, I don't care.
As long as it's not at somebody else's expense and you're not, you know, actively hurting people, like, I don't even care. Like, do whatever you want. Shit.
Exactly. But as long as it makes you happy and you're not hurting other people.
I feel like a lot of, I don't know. Also, I feel like people get possessive in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, they kind of like feel like they kind of get this pot of gold and they don't want to share with anybody. Like, they don't want to share with anybody. They don't want anybody to look at it. And now they don't want the pot of gold going out. They don't want the pot of gold dressing a certain way. They don't, you know what I mean? Like, it comes so quick. And like I said earlier, it always comes right after you go, hey, we should be together. Like for literally. Some reason, it's always all fun and games until somebody goes, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just odd.
No, I've definitely been there where it's like, you know, you're casually dating someone, or at least in my experience, like, I'm casually dating someone. And, like, my sense of style has changed so much since I moved to New York. Like, now I feel more confident expressing myself through clothes and, like, makeup. And, like, I'm just being myself. And, like, you date someone, you go on a date, and, like, they're horny, they're thirsty, like, they just want a piece of you, and, like, they're complimenting all this shit, and then, like, boom, you love that, blah, 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 but it's, like, I'm so used to it at this point that I'm, like, this fucking doesn't mean anything to me, like, and then it gets to the point where you're, like, starting to get a little bit serious, the minute that they're, like, why are you wearing that, goodbye, get the fuck out of
here. Exactly.
Do not get a bad bitch, can't handle that, because you're not about to embarrass me, ever. And also, also, like, when you're talking about, like, you know, people see this, like, pot of gold, and it's like, I absolutely agree with that, and then they want to change it, or they don't want to share it, or they don't want it dressing a certain way or acting a certain way, and, like, they don't want their friends texting them late at night. I'm like, I'm sorry that you've never had, like, an authentic, genuine relationship or friendship where it's, like this. I'm like, I can literally call you and just vent about my breakup, and, like, you're giving me solid advice. Like, you're not... You're a genuine friend to me, and I meet people that, like, don't have people like that in their lives, mm-hmm. and the relationship that I have with my friends, and they think it's, like, I don't even know what word to use. It's just strange to them because they don't have that, and I'm like, well, I have a very genuine and, like, loving relationship with my homies, and that's just what we have because we respect and we love each other, and, like, I don't know what kind of relationship you have, but if to you, your friend calling you at, for my time, like, midnight is weird to you, that's on you and your friend. Like, yeah. That amongst yourselves. Like, for me, this is a friend being there for me when I need them, like, period, point blank. But people are just fucking insecure.
No, I agree, and I think, not that I think, I know for a fact, I remember one time I had a friend text me late at night, and then the person I was with at the time tried to, like, they admitted this to me, like, after we broke up. They're like, yeah, like, maybe a couple days after that, they try to unlock my phone to go through it to see who I was talking to. No, I was God. That's invasive as fuck.
What the fuck?
I was like, that's so invasive, and that's why I don't be talking to y'all.
And also, don't be looking for shit that you don't want
to
know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're trying to hurt your own feelings. And not that anything was going on, but, like, still, like, get out of my phone. You don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
So, yeah, people are just odd. I don't know.
Weird. Yeah, but... It's fucking, my neighbors are being loud, but I told my roommate I'd go to the gym at 6 in the morning with him, mm-hmm. but I don't know about that.
No, do I'll it. Probably, start something new.
I'm gonna try really hard, but I really appreciate you calling me. This means the world to me, and I'm glad that we had this conversation, because honestly, I can't believe I didn't cry once. I'm very proud of myself right now.
I told you we're not doing that. Again, like... Exactly. Sometimes it could be a celebration, right? Because now you can go out. And I mean, again, it'll be sad for a little bit because yeah. there'll be a couple of things you run into that, you know, I'm sure you enjoy doing with them. But yeah. ultimately, like, take it day by day. It always gets easier. Like, you know, yeah. you can start doing your own thing. And that's fun. So fuck it.
Yeah. And who knows? I think about it. I'm like, yo, I'm barely in my mid-20s. Mm-hmm. Like, I already lost my early 20s to COVID, and I didn't even want to be settled down. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm not even tripping. I wanted this for so long. So now I'm like, I'm really going to get to just enjoy it. And yeah, like you said, I'm like, I'm taking it day by day, and I'm going to allow myself to be sad.
Yep.
But I think by Thursday, I'll probably be good, to be honest.
Yeah, it's pretty much the weekend. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, basically. Exactly. I got places to go. I gotta go dance.
No, I feel that. And you know what? Maybe I'll put another trip to New York and then we can really hit the town.
Honestly, yeah, because I feel like I had to work and that's fucking sucked. Mm-hmm. So, but also my agency is closed December, I think the 13th until the 1st of January. So the mm-hmm. last 2 weeks of December, I don't even work.
Okay. Oh. So
I'm like, oh, hell. All
right. We'll plan. We'll plan. We'll come up with something.
But, yeah, I know that my mom are coming, but besides that, I don't even know when they're leaving, but I'm always down for a trip.
Yeah.
Always. But we I plan. Love you. I miss you so much. Thank you for being such a good friend to me and talking to me and letting me just talk my shit.
No, you're good. I love you too. And no, I enjoy our phone calls. It's just me too. I think this is actually the first time where you called me for a breakup and it wasn't the other way around.
I know.
That's fucking that's so hilarious. Funny. Yeah, I know. But no,
oh, God.
It'll be fine. You know.
Yeah. I'll be good.
Yeah, you were there yesterday. You're here today, and you'll be there tomorrow.
Exactly. So I appreciate you got that. This,
of course.
All right. Have a good night.
Yes, you
pet
do
little
same.
Mim for me.
I will.
Okay. Good night. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.